They're publishing a plan which sets out what their carbon footprint is, so how much carbon they emit from their own operations and also from all sorts of things like people driving to hospitals and the production of the drugs they use, etc. And then they're going to set out a series of ideas for how that can be reduced over the coming years, short-term ideas that can be implemented quite quickly, and then some long-term ideas, which are in the report or hinted at, but they might also discuss.
So give us an idea about some of the proposals then.
Well, they range from the quite specific. So one of the ideas, as we suggested in the story, is to have menus which don't have any meat options at all, because meat is a particularly high carbon ingredient compared to other things, particularly fruit and vegetables, pulses, that sort of thing. They want to look at reusing more equipment, reducing the wastage of drugs. A very small percentage of drugs actually ends up having a useful effect in medical terms for lots of different reasons. Stocks go out of date, people throw them away, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are some quite big aspirations about rethinking the way they do things. So in future, surgeons or other specialist staff could go to GP surgeries, and that way one person would travel to an area where lots of people could go and visit him with only short journeys to make, rather than everybody travelling to a big centralised hospital.
By the sounds of it, I'm sorry if I'm going to sound cynical, it sounds like cost-cutting with a green wrapper.
Well, I think that might be a little bit unfair. A lot of these things are actually sort of in line with what the NHS is already doing for other reasons. And I know that people who know more about the health service will understand that there are obviously controversies about that, but also good reasons for some of the things they're looking at doing for health reasons. All of these things probably will save money in the long run. Over what period will vary enormously from immediately to several years, perhaps.
The report you alluded to there was a massive carbon footprint.
Huge. If the NHS was a country, it would be, well, back in 2004 when the last sort of measurements were taken and the last big international figures were available for it, it would have been the 81st biggest country in terms of carbon emissions. It's absolutely vast. Some people within the NHS think it's actually even bigger than that, but when I looked up the international figures, that's where it's at. It's one of the biggest organisations in the world, the NHS. It's the biggest employer in Europe. I mean, on every level, it's a massive operation.
And it accounted for, I think, 3% of all emissions in England?
Yes, that's right, yes, yeah. And it's 25% of the public sector emissions in Britain as well. So, you know, the government's committed to, as it is, to cutting carbon emissions by 80% by the middle of the century. Then obviously it's going to have to take a massive amount of responsibility for the public sector, and the NHS is a big, big part of that. I'm sure there will be people who think, why hasn't this happened before? You know, why have we waited till 2009 to be thinking about an ambitious strategy on this scale when this, a government's commitment to it has been around for a long time?